this point, after we beat them, right, that's great because we got to go, we got a chance to go to LA after that, to the Radiotron. Mm. And nice. That's where we saw the melting pot of what hip hop is, man. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like 16 years old. Pablo's with me, man. We got to see Little Caesar and the Air Force crew. We got to see like Master Movements. We got to see, you know, some of the West Coast Rocksteady guys. Like,
did you know them going in?
No. I'm okay. From Fresno. Like, I'm like, oh crap, you know, like I don't know these dudes, you know, and
so your notion of like B-boy world at that time is
just Hmong people.
Like, okay, local
yeah,
stuff.
Like Asian people, like that was it. But then this is where I started to find out more about the Filipino community as well. When you think about that, like the California B-boy history, the Filipino community is huge. They have some of the most greatest legendary B-boys of all time, especially coming out of the West Coast. And that's when I was like, and then that was another thing to reach yeah. for.
You in a general sense, can you characterize like what was different about the dance you saw, or like style? Like what was the kind of main
because
differences coming
because music
down?
Was different at Radiotron.
Okay.
People were not just dancing to like looking for the perfect beat and play at your own risk. They were dancing to like, I mean, you would hear like 93 Till Infinity, right? Know the Ledge, you know, Juice. I mean, what else will we hear? The Zulu War Chant.
Okay.
I mean, shit. More like Nas.
Okay.
Right? That's when I like fell in love with like different MCs. Like yeah. I'm starting to understand like the MC side.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh shit, DJs, right?
Are they, is that like an exclusive B-boy spot? Or are they like
Radiotron?
Yeah, are they like houses
the time,
and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you had all kinds of like freestyle dancers, poppers, like you could see a plethora of poppers, you know, like lockers, and just people just freestyling, yeah. Man, dude, like you just in everywhere. And so you're like, whoa. And so this is where, like, you know, we're starting to dance a little more.
Yeah.
You know, like the top rock's not so basic. Like, you know, this runaround step that people had. It was like, you know, an actual crossover Indian steps. You know, like taking that two-step and making it look fucking fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, like, building with those people? Or are you meeting them and, like, talking about the stuff? Or?
That's funny. Because form-wise, on what me and Pablo could do, L.A. took to us. We were more of like, when you looked at us break, you knew that these guys, like us, we worked on our stretch. And so we had people approach us like, who the fuck are you? Because at the time, there was two Filipino dancers, Jazzy J and Wicked, and they were known for their power moves.
And they're out of LA?
They were out of the Bay Area.
Okay.
San Francisco. But they were so well known that they had won the Radiotron like two times already.
Okay.
Me and Pablo specifically went to Radiotron to battle them because we knew we could do what they did.
Yeah.
And see, that's the problem about this area today is you don't respect us for who we are, and I don't appreciate that because we set out to battle the best, to become the best.
Right.
But we earned something that day. We earned respect. Mm. I mean, Little Caesar himself, you know, from the world famous LA or Air Force crew.
Right.
And then you had like Cujo, world famous now. You had like Ace and the Mass Movement crew. You had like Iron Monkey. You had all these dudes like, who are you?
Right.
I mean, cause we're just killing it, man.
Yeah.
You know, Flair 90, Flair Windmill Halo, Flair Windmill 90, Flair Headspin,
yeah.
Just like all these guys, but putting it together.
Yeah.
From Fresno?